This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Justin, our video guy, put the open stuff on Twitter, so that's been great to look at, the comments.
I can't tell you being...
Yeah, be sarcastic.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
Get this guy off my feed.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Justin always checks with me first. And to be fair, I would have said yes, go ahead.
Yes. But,
brought to you by Marsh Jewelers. Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you disappointed in the Eagles offseason? I speak for the 12.3% who said yes. I speak for you. And Jack speaks for the Phillies fans.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Here's Jackie Baseball.
So a couple news and notes here. Chris Sanchez is starting tomorrow.
Oh, good.
So it looks like crisis averted with Chris Sanchez.
What happened there? I guess no UCL injury, huh?
Looks like he's fine. Rob Thompson also misspoke during his media availability today and said Andrew Painter was going to be pitching in Lehigh Valley. Turns out that's not true.
Holy cow.
Wow.
He's going to be staying.
That's a big, that's a pretty big leap.
Oh, I was all ready to almost lead the Jackie Baseball Report with it. Then an hour later, Gell tweets out he misspoke. He's still pitching in Clearwater.
That's a pretty big misspeak.
That's a huge misspeak. And DK, who we'll talk it to in leading off.
Yeah, she tweeted it. I just saw it.
I know. And she said that Rob Thompson talked about how he needed to face higher competition and it's warmer in Lehigh Valley, and then bang, he's staying in Clearwater.
Well, there's something fishy there.
Something. They doesn't pass smell test.
It doesn't. They obviously had a conversation about it.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. Like, why all of a sudden is he staying in Clearwater when he's waxing poetic about
him going to Lehigh Valley
and how he needs to face real competition and he's staying? So,
interesting.
File that one away as things that make you go, Yeah. All right. So, I tweeted this morning and it's caused a firestorm, I think, the rest of the
cares.
Day.
What happened?
So, Kyle Schwarber, his numbers since protecting Harper in the lineup, he is down to 208. Now, 391 OBP, we love that. But a 283 slugging percentage out of the cleanups for cleanup knot slash three hole protecting Bryce Harper. He is protecting.
Is that not good?
No, it's not. No, it's not very good. Rob Thompson talked about Schwarber, and if he's thinking about making any changes to the lineup earlier today, here's Rob Thompson.
A little bit bigger of a sample size with Kyle hitting behind Bryce. What have you made of Kyle's numbers since hitting behind Bryce, and do you feel like you're getting close to changing it maybe if Kyle doesn't hit like he usually hits?
Yeah, and Harp has kind of gone into a little bit of a lull here too, so always monitoring that. Always thinking about, okay, how can we make it better? So, you never know. If I feel like we need a change, then we'll do it.
Well, okay. This is ridiculous. First of all, not every time somebody goes into a slump, it's because of where they're hitting in the lineup.
Yeah, I find it very hard to believe he cannot hit in the protecting Harper.
Well, yeah, like Schwarber was hot at the beginning of the year. Now he's cold. Now we always say that he doesn't heat up until June anyway.
And by the way, he wasn't just batting leadoff when he was hot.
No, he hit well when he was hitting cleanup as well. And the other thing is, like, if you can only hit well when all the good hitters are behind you, then like, how good are you? Do you know what I mean? Plenty of hitters, plenty of cleanup hitters hit well in the cleanup, you know, spot without an all-star hitting behind them. Mm-hmm. So, look, Kyle, don't... The point of the lineup is to win ball games, not for Kyle Schwarber to
to get his numbers.
To get his numbers.
Well, sure. But the point of the lineup is also, and I know that Giglio's already laying the groundwork. And listen, I'm a Kyle Schwarber leadoff truther. Sure, all things considered, he's good at it. It's fine. It's more important to have real protection behind Bryce. That's the thing that has sunk you in the postseason the last 2 years. So I want to see if it can work. Well, like, Giglio wants to pull the plug already. Like,
And Stott is hitting the ball well at the top of the order.
And he's doing what he's supposed to. He's seeing pitches.
Yes.
Which is what he's supposed to be doing. Look. And you know what the big problem here is? Nobody wants to say. The problem is not that Kyle Schwarber isn't hitting in the four spot. The problem I'm just being honest, is that with Kyle Schwarber hitting behind him, Bryce Harper is hitting worse than Kyle Schwarber is. And that is with protection behind him. The problem right now in the lineup, like, that is the question I want to be asking, is what is going on with Harper with Schwarber hitting behind him?
Yeah, right. I don't know. But versus fastballs this year, he's down to 215.
Well, that's not great.
No, it's not, because we want to know what his numbers are the last 6 years against fastballs.
What?
So in 2024, 319. 2023, 317. 2022, 307. 2021, 336. 2020, 309. 2019, 304. Currently 216. Now, other interesting stat about Bryce that I wanted to bring up that is very concerning, and this is courtesy of John Solness. So, since July 1st of last year, Bryce Harper has 15 home runs and 45 RBIs. That ranks 50th and 77th out of 140 qualified hitters. Nick Castellanos has a higher OPS during that time period than Bryce Harper.
And he had a bunch of injury issues last year. He had the back thing. He had whatever his arm thing was. Uh-oh.
Yeah, he had both of those things.
Well, maybe that's why he doesn't have the extension.
Well,
if his body is falling apart.
I really hope that he's not. I know you sound like giddy. But
I'm not giddy.
But I really obviously don't want that to happen.
I don't want it to happen either.
Very concerned about it.
So don't accuse me of sounding giddy.
You sound giddy in there.
No.
Now I know how the Jalen people feel.
I'm not giddy.
I
know how the Jalen people feel.
Yeah. I agree with Twitter. I need him to right the ship here. We do not need the back to be a thing, but I am growing more and more concerned about the back. I know Ike's going to tell me I'm crazy.
Yes, I know.
That's what I do, is I worry about this team constantly.
Big fella's all right.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't worry about Bryce Harper.
Well, age catches up with everybody.
What is he, 31?
Yeah, but 32. But he's been in the big leagues 14 years.
Yeah.
That's a violent swing.
Plays first base. Violent. Was he chopping trees?
Violent swing. Hold on. Tiger's body's broken down, and he has a violent swing, too.
Well, I tell you, Tiger's body is broken down from other things besides a violent golf swing.
Well, Bryce has four kids.
That why his back is tight?
I don't think so. And Giglio, by the way, is conspiracy theory Joe.
What?
He was trying to mention me in between the breaks about Bryce's home OPS versus road OPS. Home OPS is like over 1,000 in the last year, and then road OPS is around like 800. He is conspiracy theorizing that it's because of his mattress at home. He needs he needs to sleep in his home bed.
Can I tell you, as somebody, all right, I'm going to say this. As a bad back guy.
Yeah.
And I have a Tempur-Pedic bed. Yeah. It did change my life. It helped make my back in a better place. When I'm going for an Airbnb somewhere, I always send the person a message to ask what the bed is. Yeah. I live in fear of hotel mattresses. Like, hotel mattresses are too soft.
Yeah. You're just a bundle of joy.
Ah, diva. Aren't you starting to see more and more diva-ness out of him?
Yep. It's not diva.
Oh, the poor people that worked on your house.
Are you kidding me? You ordering mattresses at the hotel?
No, I can't order mattresses at the hotel, but if I could, I would. If the hotel mattresses are too soft, they want to be too fluffy, it's not good for your back.
What a warrior.
I know Val looks at you when y'all at the check-in counter.
Oh, man.
And you're going through your mattress stuff.
Look, man.
Like, you can't watch TV in the room.
No.
In the hotel rooms, is that allowed or no?
About that?
Yes, in the hotel room.
I just want to make sure. Yeah, I want to make
sure. I'm not going to sleep with the TV on.
Is she allowed outside the room when you guys go on vacation?
Yes. Okay. Not like that.
Hold on. You're one of those guys. The TV has to be off for you to go to sleep.
Well, I don't want the TV on while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, it's bad radiation. I agree.
Bad radiation.
Yep.
It's bad for your sleep. I need darkness. I need quiet.
Come on, close your eyes.
Dude, sometimes.
You guys are going to be sleeping in separate rooms in like 5 years.
No, no, no. I know. Not at all. I'm not into that. But I do. Sometimes I will put on headphones with some rain, sounds.
Yes, I know exactly what you're saying.
On top of your two jackets and my pair of socks to sleep in.
Sweat socks somewhere. Yep. Man, you are a lot to deal with.
I am.
Piece of work. Happy birthday, Val.
I am. Happy birthday. I love you, Val.
Do you want to hear what Evan and Tiki had to say about the show?
Our show?
Should you do National Appliance Warehouse?
Let's do National Appliance Warehouse. There,
I'm just, I hate to have to produce the show as well, but
is there anything you can't do?
Tax-free Delaware. Come on, Jack.
No, I know, and you know all about.
I was doing my read the last segment.
Well, I'm just trying to get you guys.
Well, listen, Spike, you can talk about National Appliance Warehouse as well as I can.
I can.
Given that you are in the house almost.
Thursday. I was over there this morning.
Were you just walking in the kitchen and said, look at all these appliances?
Then I got a National Appliance Warehouse. The entire process of it was amazing.
I know.
Because I wanted to be in and out. If you want to look at all the brands they have, you can do it.
Well, because again, you silenced your wife's opinion.
I did.
And said, only pick two
products. Yes. I called your own and I'm like, you need to whittle this down for us before we come in.
That's right.
And your own's like, I got you. Yep. Dude, the smile on my face when he said, I have two options for you for a range. I was like, yes, he did it. And now they look beautiful.
That's industry-leading professionals that you get at National Appliance
Warehouse. Sure
is. Knowledgeable, smart. They treat you like family. Spike just got that done. Also, listen, contractors, we know you're out there. I mean, you know you're working all these houses.
Yeah, my contractor was like, I usually go to National Appliance Warehouse.
And bang, bang. So that's what they do, is they send them to National Appliance Warehouse, and they take care of you. So, by the way, you're going to get it's not just two appliances. Like, I know Spike narrowed it down to two. There is over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget in their 15,000-square-foot showroom, so they have the right appliance. And, of course, the price. That is guaranteed by PriceSure. You're going to get the lowest price possible. PriceSure is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store if it finds a lower price elsewhere. Tax-free Delaware helps, and, of course, they always have great savings events going on as well. Installation, delivery, a whole lot more. So visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And you can tell them Fritz sent you.
Yeah, that's what I did. I told them Fritz sent me. They looked at me like I was crazy. But
confetti fell from the ceiling. Yeah. Yep, all that good stuff.
Anyway, Evan and Tiki.
Yeah, so they...
On WFAN.
On WFAN, a little radio station up in New York.
Much lower ratings than ours, but a good show nonetheless.
Right, and one member of the show definitely didn't call it the Mecca when he went and took a job up there.
City is the Mecca.
Would never do that.
Yep.
So they're mentioning the death of the Phillies franchise and when they knew that that happened. And they brought the show to make the drive the point home.
I believe Philadelphia has turned on the Phillies. And I know the exact moment it happened. When Francisco Lindor hit that grand slam against Carlos Estevez. Because last year they loved that team. I was in the building for game two. They are vicious, loving their own team, wanting to kill us kind of fans. And so it wasn't even during the series. It was as it was ending. I saw death in the eyes of, what's that guy who works with Eskin in Philadelphia? The tiny guy? What's his name?
That would be Jack.
Jack.
Fritz.
Jack Fritz. I don't know Jack Fritz.
Mm-hmm. Jack, not a fan of positive Tommy.
No, he don't like you?
No.
Okay, so you want me to rip him then?
Yes.
I was going to say nice things about him, I'll kill him.
I'm just giving you the facts.
Let me tell you about that little dip crap, Jack Fritz. I'm just kidding. No, I do. I liked him in this regard, and I'm using him as an example for this. Jack Fitz, who I don't know from a hole in the wall, is a Philly fan.
Well, you certainly don't, because you keep saying his name wrong. It is Jack Fritz.
Fritz, okay. Fritz. I'm sorry.
F-R-I-T-Z.
Nice fellow. We've met him a few times.
Very nice fellow. And so we ended up standing next to Jack Fritz at the end of that game. And unlike Spike and his partner, who's his partner again?
That would be Ike Reese.
Ike Reese. Yeah. I think, with all due respect, I don't think Spike and Ike Reese gave a rat's ass about Phillies Mets. I think they're doing their job.
Ooh, boy.
They're doing it. They do a great job, by the way, down there. They didn't actually care.
Right.
Wow. I can tell people who care, because I care. Jack Fritz cares.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Fritz cares, and I respect him for
that. He wears it on his sleeves.
Yes. He is, I don't know if he'll take this as an insult, he's Philadelphia's me. We live it. We live it. We breathe it. It ain't just a job. It's a life. Okay?
Right. Wow.
When Francisco Lindor hit that grand slam, I saw the death of a franchise in his eyes. I looked over, and I saw it, and he represented Philadelphia. They hate the Phillies.
Wow.
I mean, now.
Did you guys give two craps about the
There's a lot going on in there. Right. There's a lot going on
so
in there.
So some context on Evan. Evan is a bigger Mets fan than I've ever seen anyone anything. He scores every game, like hand scores every game, goes to a lot of games every year. So to him, there's only like, you're either a fan like him or you're everybody else.
Right.
So that's his judging on
it.
So I imagine what Jack, I wasn't looking at Jack when Lindor hit the home run, but I can imagine
it was always unpleasant to stand next to him watching the game.
Thank you.
But his point about people turning on the team, I don't think they hate them. And I think they would cheer for them if they win. Mm-hmm. But we have compared it to the Sixers a lot in that the love affair with this Phillies team is over. Like, there was, and partially it was because the expectations were so low in the beginning. And the best time in sports is when the team performs and your expectations are low. Because it's, you know, it's devil may care. It's nothing to lose.
It's unexpected, yeah.
Nothing to lose.
Yep.
But then when expectations come, that is the danger. And when teams don't live up to expectations, even if they play well, that's when that friction happens.
Yep.
And the Phillies, I would say, not until they lost to the Diamondbacks, did they meet expectations?
Mm-hmm.
So did they have to face expectations, rather? So then they come in with expectations, they win the 95 games, and they lose to the Mets. And I think at that moment, the sort of, I'm not saying that nobody likes the team, and I'm not saying they don't want them to win, but this unconditional love can do no wrong sort of relationship that fans had with that team,
mm-hmm.
I think did die in that Mets series.
Yeah.
Because you'll remember all summer, people just expected it to come back.
Yeah. I was one of them.
And when it didn't come back, I think they were truly disappointed for the first time, disappointed in a different way than the Diamondbacks because they had true expectations. And I think it's different.
Yeah, it may not be to the level in which he described it. I'm with you. I think there is still some love for this Phillies team and a little bit of hope that they can do what we ultimately have hoped that they could do for the last 3 years. That's still there. But then there's also a part of us that's like, there is a little bit of fatigue there. And I wondered, the problem for baseball, especially in the moment during the season, is that it comes at a wonderful time of the year when people are trying to get outside, be active,
relax,
it's other
do
things
other stuff.
To do.
Yeah.
So you don't get the same level of anger at this time of the year for the baseball team. It's different from basketball because we don't get mad about the Sixers until the end. Like, nobody's angry all year long yelling about the Sixers. It's when the end result isn't there. The problem for the Phillies is we have all of our sports emotion and concentrate. It's concentrated on them right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got the focus of the city on them right now. And it ain't looking pretty. And because of the way the season has ended the last 3 years, you know, people are less inclined. It's worse than being angry. Angry is an emotion that shows that you still care to some degree. It's apathy that sets in where you don't get the emotion and the anger out of you. Like, what he saw with Fritz was the ending of the season.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are carrying that level of passion right now through the season. Do you feel that? Like, I don't necessarily feel that. I feel frustration, but I don't feel that level right now with the team.
Yeah, I think there's more increased negativity, I think, for April. But I also think that they've earned that.
Well, do you feel different about the core?
I mean, I think I've talked differently about this team this year because, like, I think we've seen them all. Like, it's hard to expect 30-plus-year-old guys to kind of change. And I think a lot of people have made up their mind about who these guys are as well. So I think that...
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Yeah. Like, I think we just kind of know what they are.
Do you think people... I know Evan said hate them, but do you feel like people are more irritated than they are amused by the Phillies?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
Being more... That you're more irritated because, to your point, there's a lot of other stuff to do right now.
Yeah.
Especially as the weather warms
but
up and people start
still
going,
watching, though.
Consuming and wanting to talk about them.
Yeah.
But like, I was at a birthday party over the weekend, and it was a lot like, ah, they're the same team. You know, like, it was just,
yeah.
I don't know if they watch every game, but it seems like that's the general feeling around the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, when you're not hitting home runs, now you're not even as exciting.
It's not
as
the fun part.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. The people say they want small ball. They want the look. The home runs are more fun.
I always say it.
Yeah,
the chicks dig the long balls.
So whoa, ball, long ball.
Do they? long balls might be a problem. But you're getting older.
Sounds like a mess. What's coming up in the top 5 and 5? Whoa. What's coming up in the top 5?
My favorite internet debates of my lifetime.
Oh.
Big one currently ongoing that we will discuss.
Oh, yeah. I heard, Hugh talking about it. Wrong. Hugh wrong. All right. Top 5 and 5 is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.